Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1406, recorded March 5th, 2013. The Thrill Cam. The GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Pay no attention to the cat toy. It's time for the Whiz Giz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, a nerd pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Dunmist Show. Whoa! Holy moly, whoa! It's a thrill cam! Wait a minute, let's do that again.
Whoa,
oh,
that was
we're going amazing. All the way up, we're going all the way up. Woo! Here we go, thrill cam time.
Holy cow!
Don't let go of it till I get out of the way. All right, one more time. There!
Great.
Yeah. And you know what? It's so funny because I thought, well, golly, because we, you know, this all came about because we bought on the Sky Mall the Slacker zip line, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But I thought, oh, this doesn't look really like this would hold a human. And I guess this isn't actually the Slacker Skyline. This is just a piece of string with a with a GoPro Hero Cam attached.
Oh, okay. But amazingly, Jamma B did put in $259 as the price.
Yeah. For the string. Oh, well, it might have been this expensive cat toy at the end. So this is to keep it from crashing into the wall?
Yeah.
Well, let's get rid of this. What if we slide it down a little farther?
Yeah.
I don't mind if it goes past you.
Oh, I don't mind if it goes past me. Don't you think people want to see what's at the end of the line?
Yeah, exactly. This show is at the end of the line.
Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. So now, how are you? Oh, I know, because it's a GoPro. You're getting it via Wi-Fi into an iPad.
So, and there's a little bit of a delay. There's like a 3-second
delay.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it.
Two, three.
Here we go. That's very nice.
I could do this all day.
So wow. Look at Jamma B rigged up. This is quite good. He has a little S clip on. So this is the GoPro mount, normal mount. And I brought this to Jamma B and I said, there you go. And he said, well, how are we going to make that work? I said, I don't know. You're Jamma B. This is good. The
yeah,
camera's upside down, but you can invert everything. Yeah. Oh, that was what you were worried about. The camera would be upside down. I love it. So
I do too.
So we're going to keep that around. I think we'll be using that. It's a complete ripoff from David Letterman, but you know.
Oh, man, I completely forgot. I had a thrill cam graphic and everything.
But Letterman, before you say, hey, how dare you, he ripped off half of his gags from Steve Allen, right? Right, Dick?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And he always says if it wasn't for Steve Allen, he would probably not have a show. So
right.
Well, like, rip off the best.
The Velcro suit where he fires against the wall and sticks, that's a Steve Allen bit. I think the giant suit with Alka-Seltzer. he gets
and
lower.
Teabags.
Yeah, teabags. Those are all Steve Allen bits.
Yeah.
So this is the real zip line. Holy moly.
Whoa. Oh,
my word.
Yeah. And I guess John just felt that this was a little too hardcore for the studio. But we are going to set it up. We're just going to do it somewhere outside, more appropriate. We could do it in my yard. I have a good place for the zip line in my yard, actually.
Oh, that's
It's all
good.
Concrete. Was that a problem?
Well, look at the instructions.
It says wear a helmet, wear close-fitting clothing, no scarves or other loose clothing. In the center, choking hazard. Failure to follow these rules could result in never use it when it's wet or there's rain or lightning. Yeah. Hey, there's some lightning. Let's quick get on the zip line. We recommend a grass course underneath that is clear of all obstacles, bushes, rocks, or anything else that could cause injury. Of course you recommend that. But you're not going to fall.
You know, if you're on the zip line holding Ross Frankfurters and lightning strikes, it could be an instant barbecue.
I know what I'll do. Next time there's a lightning storm, I'll just put a ham hock, a steak, something on the zip line, and just keep doing it until it gets fried. So here it is, table. This is a good table to have, actually, for in general. We should put this in the employee handbook. Table X3.1, fall height in feet from which a life-threatening injury would not be expected, depending on the type of material. So if you are doing this over double-shredded bark mulch...
Yeah.
6 inches deep. You could fall 6 feet, and it would not be expected that anything would happen.
Oh, then I could fall in my kitchen. That's good.
No life-threatening injury would be expected. Life-threatening. You might hurt yourself, but you wouldn't be threatened.
Your life wouldn't be threatened.
Okay. Aye, aye, Yada. I'll mitalize you. That's a life-threatening injury. I'll mitalize you to the moon. Okay, so they don't have cement. But fine gravel is probably as close to cement. You know, it's interesting. You have the same chance of a non-life-threatening injury from double-shredded bark mulch 6 inches deep to fine gravel 6 inches deep.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
I say we test it and find out.
So, but see, here's the thing about my yard. You've been there, John, right? It's two stories, and there's a big stair, so we could put the zip line at the top and at the bottom, and it has a natural incline.
Does your house have a line of sight to the studio?
No.
Oh. Well,
so we can like point a camera out the window and look over there. You can see him. Oh, a swimming pool. That's what we need. I'll put in a hot tub or a... You know, I'll get one of those wading pools. How deep it is...
You have to exit the line.
Yeah.
You have to have somewhere to stop.
So if a rider is... I am 5'10", so that's 70 inches. Yeah. The attachment height for rides start for a 70-foot course is 138 inches. So that's 10 plus feet. 11 feet. And then the attachment height for the ride finish... is 102 inches. 8 feet. So it doesn't have to be that much of an incline.
No, but it needs to be.
Those are the suggestions. Yeah. It also suggests a healthy tree. A healthy tree 36 inches in diameter. That's why you didn't install it here. We don't have any healthy trees in here. All the trees in here are sickly.
Yeah. Rotten.
Rotten to the core. All right. Well, anyway, I did my sky mall early, but I have other stuff we can talk about in the sky mall section. But
how much was the zip line? Do you remember?
Huh?
How much that was?
It was 140 bucks, something like that. We're going to look it up. Wasn't expensive. Okay, sure. But you know what? How could you? Look at this. This is nice. This is good cable.
150.
150 bucks. Comes with a knife. This is what you're paying for. That's you can't go to the hardware store and get one of those. And then it's
and
got,
you probably shouldn't try and make one of your own.
Yeah. No, you should definitely not. And this is for tightening it. This is I know this because when I was a tightrope walker in the circus, we would use these to tighten the tight ropes like that. What is the name?
Nice.
There's a name for that.
It's like
a turnbuckle.
They also use them on sailboats.
Yeah, it's a turnbuckle. Turnbuckle. Yeah. I used to use this on my pants. And that way, if you gain a little weight, no problem. You just loosen the turnbuckle. And you're great.
Yeah.
So there you go.
The problem is sitting down hard.
Oh, you know, you put it in front.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's just like and if anybody asks, you just say, I'm a professional wrestler. And that's my award. So there we go. So, and I have some other stuff, but we'll show the other stuff during our fabulous segment. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Giz Whiz isn't about me. The Gizwiz is about Dick.
Yes.
And about, yes, and about his gadgets. That's a turnbuckle.
And I do have.
By the way, that's a turnbuckle with Cleavis ends, according to the chat room.
Oh.
Yeah.
How is Cleavis? Is Cleavis there?
Oh, he's ended. That was the end of Cleavis.
Cleavis is done for, pal.
So, Dick, what's your first gadget of the day?
The first gadget is called Magnetize.
Wasn't now, he Magnetize- one of the X-Men?
Oh, you know what? If he wasn't, he should be.
Yeah.
He should be. Magnetize is yet another way to charge a mobile device. And I like this for a couple of reasons. One is we can cut to my close-up camera. Even though it's for the iPhone 4, the particular case I have, I put it on. It does work on my iPod Touch. So this is what the case looks like. And there's a little magnetic portion right back here.
Oh, it's like a magnet button on the back.
Yeah, but what's nice about this is with the stand, something you can't do with the power mat is your device lays flat.
Oh.
But with this, your device stands up. I'm going to lay it down here. And so you can turn your device 360 degrees while it's charging so you can watch movies. And when you go on the road, they give you a little extra device that comes in the kit. And this is for the office where you just plug this into a computer or an AC adapter. And it comes with a really nice AC adapter that will support two of these with a little pilot light for each one of them. And you just bring it near the case and it clips on instantly.
That's cool. So because there's a magnet there, it attracts it.
Absolutely. Right. And then they make magnetic components for your dashboard. So the nice thing is when you get a new phone, all you have to do is replace the case. So all your magnetized devices
that all still works,
will
right.
still be the same.
That makes
and
sense.
They're reasonably priced. The kits run from $60 to $70, and that's the list price.
And I presume it's using induction power to charge.
You know what they said? It's not actually induction.
Oh, because that's a metal magnet. There's actual electricity
that is
going
correct.
Through there. I get it. And that's so the case has a little. Lightning, or it's not a lightning, it's a 30-pin connector because it doesn't work with a new iPhone. That goes into the phone, and then it probably connects to the magnet.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And they also have a Galaxy S3 case.
Oh, that's cool. See, I like that. Yeah. Oh, look, and you can just rotate it. That's kind of cool.
And as I said, I like it because it stands the phone up while it's charging, and it's easy to look at as opposed to laying flat with which is what happens with most of the other devices.
It is a little too bad that it doesn't have an i5 unit yet.
You know what? They are working on.
Well, it's I know why it is. Apple has to license the Lightning connector.
Yes, exactly.
You can't just make one. You have to go to Apple, and there's a whole process involved. And so, in fact, the Mophie case. We love that Mophie battery case.
Yeah,
just came out with their iPhone 5 version. And how long has the iPhone 5 been out? 6 months now.
Yeah, it does take some time if you're going to use the their connector.
Yeah,
but I like that. It's pretty good.
That's neat.
Buku Tech is the name of the company.
Buku Tech.
And it's Magnetize is the name of the device.
Very.
So I like.
Very
I like that.
Cool. I like how I've talked before about my Rockform case. It also has a magnet. It doesn't do any charging, but it's really nice to have a magnet here. You just. Like, if you've got metal, I put this, actually, I have the eye grill. We talked about that, too, right? That's the the thermometer you stick in your meat, and it tells you how hot you are. It also has a grill probe, so if you want to be probed at both ends, you could see how hot each end is. And then
the aliens buying a lot of those.
And then you run the eye grill software on here, and it by a Bluetooth, it says, hello, probe, what temperature are you? And this, so when I'm cooking meat outside on my grill, I put this on the fridge, the iPhone with the software running, and I can see the temperature of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
Well, from now on, you'll be cooking on the zip line during thunder and lightning storms.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about that is very quick.
Yeah, that's nice.
The heating
Hang
happens.
On a second, I'll be right back.
It's cooked.
I put a 10-pound turkey on there and one lightning stall. It was done. It was done.
You know, that's an interesting question because everybody, you know, we're always looking for new ways to do turkey. And, you know, roasting the oven so passe. And then we have the deep fat fryers where, you know, they have to FDA and everybody has to warn people, please do not use these. They explode and all that. Well, lightning cooking. This could be a whole new lightning. Oh, come over Thanksgiving. I'm going to use the lightning method.
I think it's great. Yeah. If it's clear, stay home.
But you know, there's no party. Yeah.
Yeah, just go on over.
Check the weather forecast. If there's thunder and lightning, we'll be having Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sounds great.
Gadget. So I like that. And it's from Buku. Say it again, because I think I want to get that.
Buku Tech. And it's called Magnetize. Magnetize. With a Y.
Cool. Item two.
Okay, gadget number two. Let me just hang on a second. Magnetize, spelt like that. Ta-da.
With a Y. Magnetyze.
Exactly.
But that's you know why they do that?
Yeah, so they can copyright it.
And so you can Google it. Because Magnetize, you'd find a million, you know, spelled
also,
right.
If you misspell a word, you can copyright it, but you can't copyright
a real word. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they spell Buku, B-U-Q-U.
Yes, I think so.
What else you got?
Okay, gadget number two. I have a quickie little video that demonstrates it pretty well.
Yes.
And here it is.
Hey, Dickie, we're told a man's made to try to end the giz whiz. You ever sitting at your desk or at a table and you talk and you accidentally soup and coffee? Oh, you know, you're just being Italian, just go, oh!
Italians do that, huh?
That. Well, there is. This is it. It's called Mighty Mug. Okay, and I think the slogan is, I read it on their website, it stands up to falling down is their slogan. So
like
this
that.
Is Mighty Mug.
This is so clever.
So you
Leo.
Put it down there, and then you're talking and you go, ah, 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 ah.
It's a suction cup.
Yes, it's crazy glued to the table. No. So this is neat. So now, pick it up. Put it down, and hey, Marty, hey. That's pretty clever, isn't it? So that's called Mighty Mug.
You should call it Punch a
Cup. It's $15.
Yeah, Punch a Cup.
Smart Grip technology, 16 ounces, double wall, so it keeps your beverage hot or cold longer. Built-in coaster, dishwasher safe, microwave safe, biodegradable plastic. It will biodegrade in just 5 years.
Wow.
Let's check that out.
Yeah, we'll be back in 5 years.
Oh, okay. You don't have to wait for this.
Oh, okay,
so I think this is pretty clever. Comes in a bunch of colors. It's $15. And I think there's a metal version for about $20. Mighty Mug. Pick it up, but you can't knock it down. Dick T. Bartolo, Man's Made to Try to End the Giz Whiz with this week's weekly daily GizWiz video, which it isn't anymore. It's just this week's GizWiz video.
But we only do things one time.
Now, I got to show you, because you remember this for when we were on a call for help in Screensavers days. This guy, it's cyberdrinkholder.com. I don't know if he's still around, sent these floppy disk stacks that do the same thing. Do you remember this?
You know, I don't remember that.
So watch. No. So this thing opens up. In fact, I'll put it on the table here. It opens up. This the little drink holder comes up, and you could put a can in here, for instance.
Okay.
And because it just, it's the same thing. This, you can't.
Oh, yours is moving.
Well, I can slide it because it's a smooth table, but I still can't push it over. Watch. Let's try it with a cup of water.
Okay.
I use this every day at the TD desk.
Do you use this?
Every day. Yep.
Because this is, I mean, this is a great thing. Now, he was making these. I don't know if he's even still around. What's funny is if you lift a corner, you can just move it very easily. But it's just because this is like a vacuum, it just, you can't. In fact, I can't.
It has saved me a couple of times from spilling a drink all over the mixing board.
It's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why I use it.
Yeah. So,
well, but his, you can't suddenly lift up like you would a cup of coffee you're going to pick up once every 45 seconds. So it sort of serves a different purpose. This, you can't just knock it over.
Right.
But you can pick it up quickly.
Can you pick up the coffee cup?
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Well, you can too, because this is a, you know, it's not.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's just a holder.
Just the can itself.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's, I don't know. Is it still at cyberdrinkholder.com? I think he went out of business.
Maybe he's Mr. Mighty Mug. Who knows?
Maybe he went to the Mighty Mug.
Cyberdrinkholder appears to be a link farm.
Oh, he went out of business. Yeah. Okay. He contacted me a couple of years ago, said, I'm still doing it. But these are precious then. And, of course, we have ours, a special one that says, Uncle Leo says, screw you. That's it. We had to get those specially made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was the final nail in that guy's coffin. He made those.
I like it that they're floppies. That really sets the oh, what's that? Domesticated cyber drink holder.
From 2000.
From the year 2000. Yeah.
I think, warehouse stuff now.
But it's same idea. Now, do you have to lick the bottom of that?
No, you do nothing. You just put it down, hit it sideways.
Same
it
idea. Yeah, it's the same idea. You don't need to get it wet or anything. It's just because of the rubber around it. It adheres. I think I can lift. We should try this. Take the water off. I think I can lift the table with this. Is it?
You can lift the table?
If I could lift the table. Here, wait a minute. I'll do this. I'll lift my laptop. How about that?
Oh, God. Oh, wow. You're kidding me.
Whoa. It's the thrill holder. Whoa. Pardon me? I could put a child on this. If the child had a completely flat head, it'd have to be very flat, very smooth head. All right, Mr. DiBartolo, your turn for... Wait a minute. Before you do gadget number three, I should mention audible.com.
Oh, great.
We have an ad. I know that's an unusual thing, but I see here on the clipboard, it says, Leo, don't forget to say audible.com/gizwiz. Audible. You know Audible. Audible Books.
Absolutely.
The best audio bookstore in the world, 100,000 titles plus, and radio shows and all sorts of stuff. If you are not yet a member, this is not good if you're a member already. You just have to enjoy your Audible subscription. But if you're not already a member, you can sign up for the Gold account, and your first book is free. Actually, your first month is free. You get a credit every month. You can apply that credit to any book. Cancel before the month is up. Pay nothing and still keep the book. There you go. Life of Pi. I didn't see the movie because I love the book so much. And I did not read the book. I listened to it. And Jeff Woodman does such a brilliant job. Do you have the audio?
Yeah.
A sloth's hairs shelter an algae that is brown during the dry season and green during the wet season. So the animal blends in with the surrounding moss and foliage and looks like a nest of white ants or of squirrels. Or like nothing at all, but part of a tree. The three-toed sloth lives a peaceful vegetarian life in perfect harmony with its environment.
Now, I guess if you don't know the book, you might think that is a very strange book. But it's actually about a young boy, as you probably know if you saw the trailer in the movie, who is set adrift in a lifeboat with a bunch of circus animals, including a giant tiger named Richard Parker. It is a brilliant, moving, wonderful book. I didn't see the movie. I'm sure it's good. It was nominated for an Oscar. In fact, it won an Oscar for best director, I think, or was it best screenplay? But
I think it was director.
Ang Lee. But the book is to me such a wonderful book that I don't want anything to spoil it. And that's one of the things that's great about Audible. In many ways, listening to a book is almost like watching a movie. A lot of times, I forget I haven't seen the movie because the book lives in my head thanks to Audible. I want you to try it. Audible.com. Actually, is it? Yeah, audible.com/gizwiz is the URL. It'll be the gold account, book a month account. You sign up, 1 month free, one book free. Cancel at any time, pay nothing, but I think you will want to stick around. The book is yours forever. audible.com/gizwiz. And it doesn't have to be Life of Pi. It could be any book in the Audible store. Now we can do gadget number three, Dickie D.
You know, circus animals loose in a boat sounds a little bit like Twit, doesn't it?
You know, that's why I didn't see the movie. I thought, I'm living it.
Yeah, exactly. Bring those people down to the turning basin and put them on a trawler, and it's Life of Pi.
Richard Parker. What is your third gadget?
A third gadget you know about because I mentioned it to you over the weekend, and you said, Dick, I just installed two of them.
Yes.
Came out 2 years ago.
Yes.
Wildly popular. Now a new version is out. It's from Nuatech, and it's called Power to You USB Outlets. So basically what you do is you replace in the wall, you take out two of one of your outlets that has two spokes in it, and it adds a place to plug in two devices, but it adds two USB ports, one on either side. And then what's neat about it is when you plug a device in, it uses just enough power to charge the device. When you take the charging cable out, the shutter closes, shuts off all the power going to the outlet. Now there's a 20-watt version because people use them in workshops in the laundry room. The new ones, they've always been UL approved, but now they have National Electrical Code approval. And, Leo, the price has come down and down and down. Started out at CES 2 years ago, they came in at $40, and they dropped quickly to 30, then 25, then 20. And now on a company website, they're $15. And there's also a discount, like for a two pack, drops it down to like $11.50 or $12.50 per outlet.
I might put more in. I only put in one in
you
my
just
kitchen.
Did one. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because I had one. Nuatech sent me, but this is the original one.
Okay.
I love it. And now somebody was saying, oh, but is it green? Yes, it is. If the shutter's closed, if there's no connector plugged in, it does turn off power to the USB port. So it is green. It was very easy to install. You do, of course, have to throw the circuit breaker so you don't electrocute yourself. But there's only three wires to connect. You know, the ground, the power, and the other one. And...
and the one that's neither of those first
and
two.
That third one's a placebo, by the way.
The placebo wire. And I'll tell you this, it is enough juice to power charge an iPad. Neutral. Thank you.
The neat thing is that they say that it just puts out the amount of power that the device needs.
Right.
So the iPad, it would take the most power.
Now, the only thing I would say is... I have, you know, when you, I don't know if you've ever put in a power outlets. I never had. But, you know, all it really is they carve a hole in the drywall and there's a metal backing that's supported there. But there has to be enough room in that hole. And this thing is deeper than your typical, you can see if you look at it closely, it's deeper than your typical power plug. So I should probably go back in there and, you know, push some of the wiring back.
Yes,
I was nervous
to do that. Actually, on the website, it says it needs a 16 cubic inch outlet.
Yeah.
And how to tell if you have a 15 inch or a 16 inch outlet, how to measure.
What happens if you have a 9 inch or a 5 inch? Because I have
hammer.
I was tempted just gonna jam that wire in there, but I didn't want to do that.
Mine sticks
out a little bit from the wall. It doesn't look good, but it works. And you do, please, don't electrocute yourself. Make sure you kill the power to that outlet. You do not want to mess with outlets if they're powered or you get a little bit of a shock that could blow you across the room. Yeah.
No, I've never, you know, in Manhattan.
See, here
I live
it is.
In
it's
an
crazy.
Old building.
Yeah, I'm not
I
sure
have like a 1-amp circuit breaker.
Right.
Except for the air conditioner thing where it's 2 amps. So it's an old building, so I'm not going to do any wiring.
That's how
my wiring looks, just like that. I don't have the outlet.
But you see, there you go. That's the thing. You need 2.5-inch depth, and that's what I did not have. And so it just sticks out just a little tiny bit. But, boy, it is great. I think it is 2 amps, right? It's 5 volts by 2 amps, I think. I'm not sure, but there's plenty of power on that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Yeah. So I highly recommend it. In fact, now that it's that cheap, they really dropped the price. I might buy more because I'd like to have them all over the place instead of having those wall warts hang off of your power outlets.
And
in most cases, those continue to use power.
Different color outlets. You can get them in 4 colors now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty nifty. Yeah. Power to you. USB from Nuitech.
And it is for a 20-amp circuit, right?
Yeah, 15 amp, and
now they have 20 amp. No, yep. I was talking about the amount of amps going to the USB port.
Oh, you know, it says that it will power up to whatever the device needs.
But yeah, it does work with an iPad, so I'm thinking, because that takes 10 watts, so I'm thinking it's at least 2 amps by 5 volts. It's good. It works really well. You know, it's funny. I have that LED lamp that he's using right there in the video.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I do, too.
It's a cheap one.
Yes. It's from a company, a Tensor, I believe.
Yeah, and you just touch the base, and it goes on and off.
Yeah. Amazing.
But I like, and I should report back on the Satechis that you talked about, the LED desk lamp.
Oh, yeah. Did you like them?
Love it. I got two, one for each side of the bed. And it's great because you have all different, you know, you have very bright for reading. You have dim for relaxation. You have dims. And it's got a USB port in the back. I love it. I've been very happy with those. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Good recommendation.
I think it's Satechi Smart LED is what that's called.
S-A-T-E-H-C-I. Are you ready, Dick? Because it's time
to
check in with the votes on last week's straw poll. Last week, we asked you which new and innovative technology should Leo fork over the dough for at Sky Mall. Remember, it was the inflatable neck traction device. Wait a minute, was this last week? No, that was 2 weeks ago.
No.
We already have that one, and I ordered the breathalyzer. I will order the breathalyzer. This is it. Which fresh crapola? Now I know. Should Leo spend his hard-earned money on the wristband iPhone holder, the Star Wars planetarium, or the Fast and Furious pink automotive light kit? And look how close it is. But I think we have a definite wiener.
Mm-hmm.
The Fast and Furious pink light kit, you are a winner!
Are you going to install this on your Mustang?
No, we're going to install it on the technical director's desk.
Oh, because
I think, you know, right there where Liz is showing, you see right underneath that lip there, having a little pink.
You know that's going to look great.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Although it might be kind of fun on the Mustang.
Yeah, well, you need to have a little 12-volt power source there, right? I'm sure you do.
Maybe we connect it to the thrill cam. It's a thrill cam.
Ooh.
In a tube.
Hey, let's do another thrill cam. Yeah, John sat down.
The thrill cam isn't on-demand
John
product.
John said, I put it back in the box. What do you want? We did three of them. No, don't forget it. I didn't realize it was that much work.
Now you woke him up.
Tell you what, while he's setting it up, let's take a look at our new straw poll items at skymall.com. You know what? I rebooted, unfortunately. So let's see. What did we have? We had the solar-powered cat toy, right? Let's take a look. See if I can pull that up real quickly.
The Star Trek dress.
Yeah,
right?
The Star Trek dress. You got it? You know, Jason Howell,
our producer,
is so good. He's nimble on the keys.
I try to be.
He's a kitten on the keys.
Solar-powered cat toy.
Solar-powered cat toy. This is Sky Mall Collection, RHR 101. So far, one review, one star. I'm not sure this is going to be so great, but I do like it. It's only $40, which I think is, that's good. We'll I guess you put the solar outside your window and the...
Oh, yeah.
I don't even have a cat. I don't think Ozzy...
On a cloudy day, your cat just sits there waiting for the sun to come out.
And here's the other problem. I don't think Ozzy really likes cat toys, but we'll try it anyway.
All right.
Okay.
Not the...
Beer pager. Now, next week, I'm going to show you the remote control beer cooler. I thought this would be good to go with it. Let's scroll down a little bit so I can read the description. This is What on Earth CF7202, a drink holder that's wired for sound. Simply press the remote. It calls out, and you'll like this. It's very classy, with a burp and flashing lights. And the point is, if you've lost your beer...
Now you can find it.
Nice.
Every morning I get up and I go, where did I put that beer? Now I press the button and the beer burps and flashes.
Wow.
There's even a review, bought this for my dad. He is constantly losing his beer. He thought it was awesome, loves to show it off to everyone.
For people who lose their beer. And then finally, and I think this may be a no-brainer, it's a little expensive, $350, but everybody wants to see Liz in the Star Trek Captain dress. Woo! From A Novos, $350. Probably most of that goes to the Gene Roddenberry estate, but I don't mind supporting them. Look how good she's going to look. And they have them. What are the sizes? You can select the sizes
there are,
here.
Let's it see goes here. From extra 2X. Small to 2X. Everything costs the same, by the way.
And it's all $350, regardless of the amount of material used. So let's go to our straw poll and give you a chance to cast your vote. It's straw.poll.
Let's see here.
Straw.
Yeah, here we go.
Remember the number.
I know.
Strawpoll.me/8541. Strawpoll.me/8541. Okay. Who gets there first?
Yes.
8541. Which item should Leo waste his hard-earned money on next? The solar-powered cat toy, the beer pager, the Star Trek captain dress for Liz. Liz is lobbying. Oh, my God. Come here, Liz. What do you want? Do you want to see this woman in a Star Trek captain's dress? You just completely skewed the votes. Already 78%. It's an over. I don't think we need to even...
Oh, boy.
And then we'll do a straw poll on who wears the dress. Maybe I'll get two, one for me, one for her. We could be twinsies. Then we can go down to Tabs. I'll shave my legs just for the occasion. Anyway, go to strawpoll.me/, what was it again? 8541. We'll keep the voting going all
week.
Let's
see the results again. Jason, can we see the results again?
Let's see here. Boom.
I got it right here.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's kind of a landslide at this
point. It's already 81%. After she did the jump up and down thing, it went to 82%. I don't think there's even a... We've never seen such a lopsided straw poll. Wow. I think mostly they just want to see more Liz, to be honest with you. Let's get more Liz on the GizWiz show. What do you say?
How about a thrill cam to ring it in?
Let's see. Wait. Before you let go, Liz, come here.
Oh, turn on.
We got to ride. Liz, I want you to ride the thrill cam.
I'm going to what?
Ride. Well, you don't have to ride it. Just stay here and catch it. Wait. Jump up and down while the thrill cam goes by. Ladies and gentlemen, it's thrill cam time.
Wait, are you saying anything?
Yeah, jump up and down. We like that.
Oh, well, face the cam. There you go.
It's okay.
Just make sure the cam doesn't go down the front of your shirt. That would be a little too
never
thrilling.
See it again.
Where is our thrill? What's going on with this? They screwed up the thrill cam. It's broken. It's
some network thing right now. We'll get back to the thrill cam.
The thrill
you have
is
just
gone.
Made some very unhappy male viewers. That's all I can say.
Yeah, not
no, it's
it.
Fine. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Look, now they're bringing in a priest. It's okay. It'll be fine. It was too thrilling for the camera. It just said, I can't go on. Well, thank you all. That is our Sky. Oh, I said I was going to show you some other stuff. I'm sorry. So I finally got some more Kickstarter stuff. You remember we got the ostrich pillow yesterday? That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
And you know what, Leo? It was interesting because when I was posting the results of the poll last week, I was looking on Amazon. A bunch of companies have knocked that off and are selling it for $45.
Oh. Oh, well, maybe that shows. So I got something called the Nifty Drive. I'm not even going to show you. The idea of the Nifty Drive, and again, another Kickstarter. I'm starting to get the Kickstarter projects I pledged for so long ago. The idea was this was for a MacBook because they have an SD card slot, and you could add more drive space to it by putting a SD card in there. But the problem with the SD card slot is the SD sticks out a little bit. So this was a specially configured SD card that would be flush against the MacBook Retina, and it comes with a little hook so you could pull it out. It broke. The minute I...
inside
my MacBook. It broke. And it never did work either. So I threw that one out. That was just a waste. So don't get the Nifty Drive. This is actually not a, a Sky Mall, but it's so cool, isn't this? Mr. Dandy brought me this. It's a Leo bobblehead. How do you like that? Mr. Dandy made this. It's a sculpture with opposable thumbs, and it even speaks. I have to hold it up. Well, maybe the battery's dead now.
You are such a troll.
It's not very loud.
And if it works, then I'll do it. Actually, what do I care if you get my password?
Can you hear it?
Yep.
I'll hold it to the microphone. That might work better.
Yeah, you were using somebody else's Wi-Fi.
So this is a prototype for something we might sell, Dick. Because Mr. Nifty and Mr. Dandy, and I are talking, and Mr. Dandy said, oh, no, we can make these a little simpler, maybe a little smaller for an affordable price. So do you think there'd be a market for a Chief Twit? I'm sitting on an exercise ball. I think it's a pretty good likeness of me.
Yeah, with the fans you have, Leo, I would let him make at least a half a dozen.
Half a dozen. And watch, maybe you'd like it even more when you know it could do that.
But notice, even with the head attached, it's still
screaming. Yeah, so that's one thing. Now the other thing I got, and I just got this today, and I came all the way from Portland, Oregon. It is a coffee brewing system called the Cone.
Coffee brewing.
Well, and I have many different ways to brew coffee. But this is from Abel Brewing Company. They thought they would do the cone brewing system, and it's more like a drip. I thought this looked kind of good. KONE for AbelBrewing.com, and I've not opened it yet. I hope it survived the shipping because I think it's ceramic. Let's just see. Oh yeah, it did, and it's you know what? This is beautiful. I'm kind of excited about this. Let me get this out of the box. You're into coffee, I know. So
Yeah.
And these raised money for this on the Kickstarter. Boy, I hope I don't break it taking it out. It's a metal cone, right? So it's a reusable filter. This is the little pot. The cone goes in here like this. It's all in one. It's got a nice ceiling lid to keep the heat in. Look at that! Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, it is pretty.
That is my cone coffee brewing system.
And what's the name of the, where are they at?
Abel Brewing in Portland. They're actually, kind of a well-known. There's some little mugs to go with it. So next time you're over here, we'll make some cone coffee. And they really did a lot of work on the cone itself. That was really the key to the whole thing. These are micro perforations, very, very, very small.
So it's totally reusable.
Yep, totally reusable. It's not like, there it is.
$60.
Yeah, not cheap for the filter, but you never have to get a second one. So I will let you know how the coffee is on this. And then I decided when I did the Kickstarter to kick in a little extra to get the actual ceramic thing to hold it. It wasn't that expensive on Kickstarter. $160 for the total for the mugs. Not the mugs, for the coffee and the... And I guess it says now the next order is May. So they're building these as the orders come in.
Oh, I see.
Doesn't that look pretty, though? I think this will be nice.
It is
yeah.
Pretty.
So this might be so far my favorite Kickstarter project that I've bid on.
Did you ever get your Pebble watch?
Nope, still waiting because I got a color one. All the black ones are going out, but the color ones are delayed. And we'll review it because I'm very curious. So far, the reviews are not knocking me over, right?
Okay.
But we'll see. All right, now, I think that's everything.
I think... If you're ready for a little thrill, I think we could do it.
Are we ready for the thrill cam?
Okay.
All right, I want everybody to jump up and down in front of the thrill cam. Just not the same without Liz. All right, Dickie D, you know what happens when you take a ride on the thrill cam. Sometimes you just go across the studio, but sometimes you go all the way across the country, flying over those great big states like Nebraska and Iowa, heading across the Allegheny River through the Gateway Arch in the city of St. Louis, Missouri. You're flying over the Rocky Mountains. You're flying over the Appalachian Mountains. You're flying over the island of Manhattan. While you're there, just stop, drop, and roll into Dick's Gadget Wow. news.
Stop. Woo. There we go.
Whoa.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in this gadget warehouse.
Leave the thrill cam up, because at the end of the show, I want to thrill cam our way into Liz's heart. Or any part of her body thereby.
Okay.
All right. What do you got in the warehouse there?
Well, you know, the warehouse today, again, is another viewer's gadget warehouse video. This is Cassandra, who's a big fan of the show, often in the chat room. And she has a video system that's almost 25 years old. Here's her video. I'll tell you now, it just ends abruptly. But let's take a look at Cassandra's video system.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Daniel. You're wondering, what video game is this? You're looking at a 16-bit video game.
Is that Coleco, you think? ColecoVision?
Genesis.
No?
It's a Sega Genesis.
Oh, the Sega Genesis. I love my Genesis. Sega!
This particular video game is Altered
Sega.
Beast.
Sega! Altered Beast, yeah, that
Let
was
me
a great
show you
game.
Something else for my collection.
Moonwalker.
This one is Michael Jackson Moonwalker.
Ooh, I just wonder how much input he had into his game. Because he moves like it in this game. You'll see a bit.
The best Sega Genesis game. Whoa!
Yeah, this was a big deal at the time. He had a lot of input
the
on this game.
The best Sega Genesis game was the was Sonic,
mint condition.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Agreed. That was a great game. Look at that. I don't remember one that looked like that.
Sony That's Genesis. Yeah.
She keeps it in a box. System.
Wow.
I have it kept in a box with both the Moonwalker cartridge and...
I love Cassandra. This is my kind of gal.
The Beast cartridge. As well as a not-for-resale Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah!
Yeah, there you
Sega.
Go.
In order to hook this up, you actually have to use the coaxial cable and connect it to the TV via your cable and your antenna or cable line.
Yeah, no HDMI connections here.
No,
no.
No,
that could do that. And that was the TV.
It's an RF modulator. That's right.
Was right. Hooked up to my...
And she just ends it there.
I don't know why all of a sudden that makes it okay with Sega, but okay. She says, right, we ended this video now, so I don't get in trouble with Sega. I think you aired enough that you probably, if you were going to get in trouble.
You understand it. And I did a quick little look on Wikipedia. Came out in America in 1989.
Ah.
Was discontinued in 1997.
Yeah, because I played it with my son Henry, who was born in 94. I didn't realize he was that. We must have played it a few years later. He loved the Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sonic the Hedgehog was their biggest seller.
Oh, yeah.
15 million units for that.
Oh, somebody's saying Sega actually was knocking at her door. That's why she had to turn that off.
Oh, okay.
Are you in there with a Sega Genesis?
But we want to remind people, so we're starting to run out of videos again. We have shown now that might have been our 25th.
Wow.
Video from viewers. So if you have a video.
Yeah, 30th, actually. I think that was 31.
I said you'd never show more than 20. So I was wrong. Okay.
Yep. So we're looking for something like Cassandra had. My gadget video pick, whatever it is that you've had for years and can't throw out. I bought a piece of crap, something you bought and hated. My favorite gadget of all time. Just shoot a little 2 to 3 minute video, put it on YouTube, and send Jason a link to it. And that's gizwiz@twit.tv. And hopefully shortly, it'll be here on the Gizwiz.
Awesome.
It'd be great fun to include you.
Awesome. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a letter.
With a theme.
Should have played the Michael Jackson one.
Do we have a Michael Jackson one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's in there, it's... Hold on. But...
Here come the Gizwiz letters.
I didn't know we had one.
I got it over here, I think.
No surprise. Ah, I see it.
Well, let's do it. Little Michael Jackson.
Oh, man, I'm moving this into rotation. Here come your letters, your lovely letters. Oh! Here come your letters, your lovely Christmas letters. Your Christmas letters now. Oh! Man.
Yeah.
Moving that one up. I'm promoting that
this.
One.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Our letter comes from Marsha in Springfield, Oregon. And she adds Doe because that's where the Simpsons live. Yeah. This is show 2 of year 8, and she's responding to our show from 2 weeks ago. Dear Dick and Leo, thanks for 7 years of entertainment. The Daily Gizwiz episode number 1 had just been posted when I started downloading podcasts onto my very first iPod.
Oh.
So your anniversary is also my anniversary. Oh. This year I changed over finally from my 4th iPod to my 1st iPhone, but it hasn't changed my listening habits. Before I made the change, I tried out the Freedom Pop, which I learned about from one of your shows recently. That was Before You Buy. Just to show you guys, I'm not just a couple of pretty faces. When I got my iPhone, I passed the iPod and the Freedom Pop to a family member who thinks it's the best thing since the spork was invented. If you guys can stand doing this for another 7 years, I guess I can stand listening to you both. Best to Leo and Dick. Marsha in Springfield. All right,
awesome.
Don't.
Actually, there's a Springfield, I think, in almost every state. I don't think the Simpsons Springfield is in Oregon.
You know what? I Googled it, and I thought it said yes, but maybe that
really?
Wasn't correct. Yeah. Chat room? What does chat room say?
That's interesting. Maybe because Matt Groening lived in
It is. Yeah, that's...
Matt Groening lived in Portland, huh? Or Oregon. I don't know. That's interesting.
The chat room is saying yes.
They're saying yes. Oh, well, there you go. The original Springfield. Dick, I can't believe that we have fallen.
A new, what the heck is it? It's March.
Oh, let's take a look.
So it's our first GizWiz with the new, what the heck is
go
it?
Go to gizwiz.biz. And actually, I'm dying to find out what the previous one was. There's the new whatever. Obvious. Yes, I mean, exactly. That's pretty obviously a towel ring, but I'm not going to say anything. Oh, I know what it is. It's a magnetic knocker for Papa Smurf. It's
not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Not bad.
It's a sizer for something.
Giant pasta.
Pasta sizer. There you go.
Pasta sizer.
Pasta sizer. Yes.
Let me get that.
Didn't Suzanne Summers used to sell those, I think, the pasta sizers?
Yes, she did. Yeah. She did.
Anyway, what do you think that is? If you get it right, you could win one of 12 autographed copies of Mad Magazine. Of course, if you get it wrong, there's 24 copies. So I'd get it wrong if I were you. Now, scroll up. That's at gizwiz.biz. Scroll up, though, because I want to see down.
Down.
I guess down would be the way to go. What the heck is that? I thought that was a magnetic bad badminton birdie, but it's not.
No, it actually the first guy got it right. It is the no hair drain plug.
Wow.
The no clog pop-up drain stopper, and it stops hair from going down your drain, and then you pull it out like once a month and move all the gooky hair off.
Wow.
But you know, we like the funny stuff. Scissors sharpener, futuristic TV antenna. A napkin holder.
Does this thing work? Because that would be a good thing to have if it worked.
Yeah, no. It was from this past year's hardware show. Huh. And, you know, so on Amazon, I think it got some pretty good reviews. Someone said it was a pineapple core remover.
Oh, yeah. Good for that.
Hair curler for the Bride of Frankenstein. USB tongue warmer. Light bulb socket cleaner. Yeah.
So I love our creative
a retainer
listeners.
For ducks.
Very good.
We like the silly, stupid ones. Yeah.
Silly, stupid ones. Dick DiBartolo, the Mad Magazine's maddest writer.
Why did I say silly, stupid, and then you said Dick DiBartolo? Was that
it goes together like peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
Dick joins us to do the GizWiz 2 o'clock. every Tuesday. That's 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's 5 p.m. his time, Eastern time, at 2200 UTC on twit.tv. But you can always get an on-demand audio or video version after the fact on the website, twit.tv/DGW or twit.tv/gizwiz and wherever else you could find great entertainment on the internet. You will do the GizFizz Saturdays?
I will. I'll genuine radio first.
Okay.
I'm Tech Guy. And then a GizFizz Saturday.
That's great. Right after the Tech Guy, about 2 p.m.
And maybe one day Liz will be on GizFizz.
It's Sunday.
Liz is going to be on GizFizz Sunday.
Saturday.
She says she'll be on this Saturday
she'll
if you
Liz,
want.
She'll be GizFizz Liz.
Maybe she'll have the Star Trek dress by then.
Whoa.
Ooh, and we can boldly go where no man has gone before. Thank
Why
you, everybody.
Why is she laughing at that?
I don't know.
Why is she laughing so heartily at that?
Thank you, Dick. We'll see you next time on the GizWiz.